This is Motorcycle Watch, the podcast for motorcyclists and the people who love them. Motorcycle Watch, presented by MAC, the Motorcycle Awareness Campaign. All right, kickstands up, let's go. Well, thank you very much for tuning in. This is episode number 4 of the Motorcycle Watch podcast, coming to you from the nationwide headquarters of the Motorcycle Awareness Campaign, which makes this podcast possible. Motorcycle Awareness Campaign. My name is Scotty Drake, motorcyclist since 1973. With me is Bob Courtney, the president of MAC, and a motorcyclist since Gottlieb Daimler first stuck a motor on a bicycle back in 1885. Listen, if you've tuned in for information on how you could win $1,000 in our Motorcycle Awareness Ride on May the 20th, you've come to the right place. Just hang on for a few minutes. Bob, I'm going to hand off to you shortly, and you can give us the details, okay?
All right.
All right, very good. You know, many of you know about MAC. We are the Motorcycle Awareness Campaign. We are what they call a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we're made up of volunteers who work toward the goal of reducing the number of motorcycle crashes caused by inattentive or distracted drivers. MAC's mission simply is to prompt motorists to actively watch for motorcycles. So I thought it might be a good idea, here in the early stages of the Motorcycle Watch podcast, to give you some history about MAC. Warren Broussard was one of the founders of MAC, if not the founder, and he joins us now. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate the time.
Well, I thank you for asking me to do this. Being a founder, I know a lot about the history because I was there.
Yeah.
But thank you anyway for having me here.
First of all, just real quick, some background. When and how did your journey into motorcycling begin?
Well, I find it's kind of strange how all this worked out. I had been riding motorcycles back when I was in high school and, you know, and into college and that sort of stuff, and then I quit. And I went to work and did all that kind of stuff. I was a musician, and I had some children, so I had to quit doing that and get me a real job and did that kind of stuff. And then through those travels, I had got involved in safety, and I've taken all sorts of safety courses and classes and things, and I've taught at different places, OSHA classes and stuff. All right, so I had this safety background, and this was kind of when I got to thinking about it, this is almost one of them God things in a way, if I guess I can talk about that, sure. Because I am anyway. But I was at one of these, we got this Nancy and Jim. I got in a crash. A lady had passed on a curve, with double yellow lines, and she was passing another car and hit these people. And that devastated the whole motorcycling community that we were involved in. And most of the guys that ride motorcycles, motorcycling is fun, but it's also the people. You get a kindred spirit with these people, even though they may look like they rip your head off, but they're really good. They got good bad people and bad good people. It's the way it is, but it's a thing. Now it's going to take history. I'm telling you about. And these people got hit and all that, and then I happened to be the chairman of the motorcycle at Hog Chapter. And we got to think, well, man, that's something. That's some of our people. We need to do something. My old daddy told me, says, it's fun to gripe and complain, but if you got a problem or something, see what you can do about it.
So there was a specific point where you felt the need to, quote, unquote, do something. To cut down the number of friends and acquaintances who were being hurt.
As it worked out, being the safety background, and this problem came up, and then we decided to do something. There was three of us. I can call names, but blame it on my head, not my heart, because I'll mess them up.
Well, what year was this?
This was 2004, okay. May 2004. It's kind of ironic. That was when the May Motorcycle Awareness Month. Well, anyway, I got involved with that with my safety background, and we started looking at ways to do what we could do, and we went down to the legislature and did all sorts to get involved. We had a lot of help with this, and it just kept going and growing.
Well, did you read up on how to start a nonprofit organization? Did you recruit other riders? How did you decide what could be done and what was in your power to do?
Well, I thought of awareness. Awareness. You start noticing that the awareness for cancer, awareness for this, yeah. awareness for different things. Well, everybody's riding motorcycles, but they kind of just, you know, run on, big deal. You know, move on down and don't worry. You know, it's you know, it's their fault for riding motorcycles anyway. And then we started thinking along the line of awareness, because safety is awareness. And so that's what we started doing with different yard signs and that sort of stuff. And the people that got involved. We started out with three people. It was a Ron Wagensback, Terry Smith, and never forget Sandra Murray. She's a soccer mom motorcycle lady. It was just amazing riding a Harley, but that's the kind of person she was. But the four of us got started, and the next thing you know, through the whole chapters and all that, it just, because people cared. We rode one time for this Jim and Nancy. We went down to the courthouse in one of those towns down the river. And there we were, about 40 motorcycles pulling up for this court for this lady that had passed in the corner. Well, there's this police lady that comes marching out there wanting to know what we were doing. She was a motorcycle rider. And then she welcomed us in, showed us where to sit, and all that sort of stuff. It was just one of those things that just how large a motorcycle community can be.
Did that surprise you?
Yeah, as I got to meet so many people during this period, and it was, 4,000 members at that time. Now, I'm sure it's grown much bigger than that. Now, I've kind of lost numbers, my track of thought about numbers. But, it surprised me that there was going to be that many people involved.
Is there any way... And Bob Courtney, you can jump in here too if you like. Is there any way to quantify the success of the motorcycle awareness campaign vis-a-vis the goal of reducing the number of motorcycle crashes caused by inattentive or distracted drivers?
I know in my tenure that we had a 34% reduction in fatalities, which doesn't sound like much, but 34% when you're talking about lives is a lot. And that kind of ties into that story there as well.
What's that?
We were at a motorcycle. We'd go to different motorcycle rallies and have presentations, put up booths and all that. I had to turn in activities. I was just looking at one for the April or March. We had 40 different events that we went to. So we went to this one. Here was the lieutenant governor of Mississippi. I was making a presentation. I said we had 34% reduction in accidents in the state of Louisiana. And when I got down from and he came over to me, he says, I want that in my state. Come see me. So me and I can't remember the guy's name, bless his heart, we went to see him. And if some of you have been involved with Mac for a while, you know that we had these hand fans. And I was doing my dog and pony show in front of him. Name was Brian. He became governor later. I was in there doing my song and dance, and I showed him these fans. And I told him, I said, now, look, we pass these out at football games and all that, these hand fans, so people can fan with them when it's hot. I said, don't y'all have a little football team here in Mississippi? And that man chased me all around his office and all. We had a great time after that. On the way home, he called, and they give us a grant to do something in Mississippi. Now, that's just how that these numbers made a difference in seeing that. When it means a lot when you have some of your family hurt.
Yeah. Don't you find that getting the message out to please watch for motorcycles has to be directed at the motorist, the people who are driving cars and trucks and vans and minivans, as opposed to the motorcyclists? Now, as motorcyclists, we don't abdicate our responsibility to watch out for the other guy.
Exactly.
But we need to direct our message, please watch for motorcycles, directly at motorists.
I call them foot soldiers. The guys in the members, we had 8 chapters going, and other people, and it was growing. We had some in other. Ended up in 8 states. you put the yard signs in your yard, and you're the foot soldiers. You're the ones that does it. Because it's a nonprofit organization, and believe me, there's not a lot of profit involved in this stuff. I got so involved, passion. You got to have passion for whatever it is you're doing, and we got involved, my wife and I, and these folks, the foot soldiers. We had yard signs. I know there was must be 10,000 out there by now.
Oh, more than that. We gave away 3,200 last year alone, and. You know, it's really amazing because I started LA Rider about the same time that Warren started MAC, and we began working together very early on. And we would also go on these trips together for LA Rider, and we'd be riding in the country in the middle of somewhere in Tennessee, and we'd see a MAC sign. We didn't even know how it got there, you know. So the word was getting out, and I still see them. I was in North Carolina last October. And we went by a house, and it had two MAC signs, one on each side of the property. And so there's still people out there that are doing this, that are keeping that alive in all these other states, and the message has gotten out. The problem that we're finding today, Scotty, and Warren knows an awful lot about this, it's distracted drivers, and we're getting more distracted in our driving. They're making cars where they are. They provide more distractions for motorists. And there's so many things going on with entertainment centers and everything else. People are in a hurry. COVID had a weird impact on people's patience on the road. And, you know, the unfortunate thing is that all of this good work, it's cyclical. What happens is you make a dent in the numbers, and that 34% reduction I don't think has ever been duplicated since then. But you make a dent, and then all of a sudden it goes back up again, and that's what we're facing right now in 2023. Yeah. Our numbers, if they continue the way they're going right now, we'll have a record year in the wrong way.
Yeah, that's it's hurtful when you start looking at the numbers like that. Yeah, I had Bob's and L.A. Rider were quite active in this. Because that was another way to recruit foot soldiers out there, and they would see that, and they would call, and we could get them yard signs. It would just kind of bring a chill when you ride around, and like you're saying, we had a bunch in Nebraska. I don't even know where Nebraska is. I hadn't ridden that way in a while, but you would see a sign, and they had a group up there. We had a guy. Carl Webb, that he was had some kind of something going on up in West Virginia, and he would send them up there to all his relatives in West by God, Virginia. They had these doggone yard signs, and it would bring. I've seen them in the spillway fishing. They've had, and
they're everywhere. I think I told Scotty this. I was looking for some motorcycle stock images on a stock image company, a national stock image company. And I just put in the thing, motorcycle awareness, and up pops a picture of a whole bunch of motorcycles with a MAC sign in the foreground. And I don't even know where it was. And you know, I have no idea where it was, but it was a stock image on a stock image catalog.
That sort of thing is a reward for your efforts, since there was nothing, these are only tangible things, but I mean, that's the feeling you get when you start being successful at that. You're trying to do something to help somebody. It was something.
Did you find it difficult to put the our slogan, "Please watch for motorcycles," directly in front of motorists while they were driving?
Well,
it's like a finite number of things you can do. You've got your yard signs. You might be able to put up a billboard or a bumper sticker.
Even if you do that and they say, well, they need to watch out for themselves and whatever it is, they're still watching.
Yeah.
I mean, you can make them angry and they're still going to be watching. They talk about you and all that. We've done it. We would go to elementary schools and talk to the kids and compare riding motorcycles to bicycles. And then tell the kids, whenever you see a motorcycle, hit your mom and tell her to watch for them, things like that. So they're bringing the awareness. Mm-hmm. Now I'm noticing as I'm still getting older, I hadn't got old yet, but I'm noticing that a lot of people are watching because of the dadgum cell phone out there. In addition, now they got motorcycles, drive cars as well. And then you can get wrapped up in it. I find myself sometimes wrapped up with the cell phone and thinking about it. You look, my wife looks while I'm driving, because it wouldn't look good for me to run over a motorcycle. And no, it would hurt my heart,
especially
too.
With your Mac plate number one.
Number one, it would hurt my heart.
Well, yeah. You know, there's I have seen other people promoting this, and we've talked about it at some of the talks that we give to get kids in this in aware at a young age, as Warren talked about. There's a game you can play. When we were kids, we used to like count.
Volkswagens,
right, Beetles, right. You know, and make a stamp. And one of the suggestions is to play a game with your kids. See the motorcycles, count them, and compete with one another. Who sees the motorcycle first? And, you know, when you do things like that, people have to start watching for motorcycles. Rather than it just being a theme, you know, people, as Scotty says, they have to actively watch for motorcycles. Because if you're not actively looking for a motorcycle, Warren, you know this. You're not going to see it. Even those of us who ride, we have to make sure that we keep ourselves aware of motorcycles on the highway as well. And, you know, there's a lot going against us, too, because there have been efforts in the legislature to limit cell phone use and things like this. They never pass. You know, the cell phone industry has a tremendous lobby. We've had efforts in the past to have mandatory training for motorcyclists. That's never, I don't think, gotten out of committee. So, you know, we've got a lot to do, and it's a hard fight. And I have to tell you, when Warren was involved, it was a full-time job for him. I don't know, you know, it is, he was everywhere. We used to say that all the time, where's Warren? Because Warren was everywhere. If there was a meeting, if there was a bike show, if there was a motorcycle event, no matter what it was, Mac was there. And this is the kind of things that we need to reemphasize with our members to get involved, because we have, you know, people join organizations and then, you know, they get a little bit lazy and they, you know, they think, oh, well, I'm having fun. I don't need to really do anything. But, you know, we have a big event coming up, which I know you want to talk about in a minute. But
we will.
And it's a perfect opportunity for Mac members out there listening to this podcast to get involved with us.
Right. And I might recommend that you visit our Mac website, which is Mac.org. MACORG.com. A little confusing, but you can handle it. MacOrg.
Well, that's because Apple had the other one, I think.
They may have. No. Warren Broussard, one of the founders of the Motorcycle Awareness Campaign.
I am the founder.
Pardon me. Warren, thanks a lot for all your time and your information.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, if you've been wanting to hear about how you could win $1,000 in cash, I thought that might get your attention. In our motorcycle awareness ride on May the 20th, thank you for sticking around. Bob, I'm going to hand off to you because you've got all the details.
Well, thank you. Right now, Scotty, you know, we're getting close. And this is a big deal. We started this last year trying to do something, you know, have an actual ride. And so you're putting motorcycles on the highway to promote awareness, but you're getting people involved rather than just coming to hear speeches. And it was very successful. And, you know, what we're looking for is to get more people involved. And it's very simple. On May the 20th, on Saturday, May the 20th, we're going to have an awareness ride. It's sort of like a poker run, except we're not playing poker and we're not going to bars. So we have five stops. The ride starts at G and Gonzalez on Chippewa Street, 666 Chippewa Street in Baton Rouge, not Gonzalez. We always say that. People get confused. But G and Gonzalez Motorcycles, and it starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. You come, you get a card there, and the card has places on it to be punched. And the locations are some of our, they're our Mac sponsors and the people who support Mac. The first stop is Friendly Power Sports on Airline Highway in Baton Rouge. The next stop, and you don't really have to go in this order, but the next stop will be a Law Enforcement Motorcycle Specialties in Walker, Louisiana. Then the next stop would be to go on over to Ponchatoula to Cajun Thunder Motorsports. You know, and that's Amanda Joe's organization. You know, they go out and compete in all of these skill riding things, and they're like number one in the country right now. And it's a great opportunity. You can go to their facility, and Amanda Joe will be there, and some of the other people. They might even let you ride around the cones and take a quick lesson while you're on the deal. Then you come back to this area, and it's Road Dog Custom Motorcycles is the next stop. And that's in Prairieville. And then back to Gian Gonzalez. It's only about an 80-mile loop, so you can do it very quickly. And you get back to Gian Gonzalez. We're going to have the Eddie Smith Band. We're going to have live music. We're going to have food. I don't know what we're going to be cooking, but it's going to be hot food. And we have free drinks. We have some other things going on. And then we have prizes. And we've got some really great prizes donated. We've got these tool kits for your motorcycle that you carry in your motorcycle. We got some of those. We got tire repair kits. But the big deal is we got cash. We have $1,000 cash, which LA Rider is putting up, $1,000. So it's not none of the Mac money's going to that. It's $1,000 cash as an incentive. And one person is going to walk away with $1,000. And all you have to do is participate. You don't have to buy anything. You just ride, get your card punched, turn it in. We're going to draw all the cards out of a hat, and you may be a winner. Last year, we had some other cash prizes, and that's still possible. We've got some other people thinking and talking about putting up cash. So it's a great opportunity, and we you know, you're going to have to sit through a few things. You know, you have to hear some people talk about motorcycle awareness and motorcycle safety, but you do have to stay. You have to be present to win. The drawing will be at 3:30 that afternoon, and then everything wraps up at 4. So we're inviting people to come out and
right.
join us.
Well, there are two things that we really should mention. First of all, rain or shine.
Rain or shine.
Open to all vehicles.
In fact, we would like to really encourage non-riders to come in their cars, because after all, that's the people we're talking to out there. And, you know, so we would really like for them to come. And you can come in your Jeep, you can come in your car, you can come in your truck, you can come in your three-wheeler, you can come in your bass boat if you can figure out how to get it there. But however you want to come, you can come and participate. And that's right. If it rains, we're still doing it. And so don't you know, if you get up that morning, oh, it's raining, I don't want to ride. Well, don't ride. Get in your car and come. Because you ride the route, and you get to visit a lot of interesting places and meet a lot of interesting people, and then you come back, and we'll have a drawing, and you might take away $1,000.
All right. Once again, the date, the time, the place.
May 20th at 9 a.m. at Gian Gonzalez Motorsports on Chippewa Street in Baton Rouge. And please come and join us. Have fun. We'll have lots of – we'll have – Mac stuff. We'll have watch for motorcycle signs. We'll have bumper stickers. We'll have bracelets. We'll have all that swag that you bring around to all these events. We'll have that all there too.
Very good. And I guess we're just about out of time. But before we go, I want to thank Warren Broussard for joining me. And of course, thanks to Bob Courtney for being here and for filling in for me last time. Appreciate that.
Yeah, it was great fun, Scotty. And I want to also put in my thanks to Warren. You know, Warren has... you know, he single-handedly made this organization, and he's very modest and never brags on himself. Well, maybe a little bit every once in a while, but that's right. But
he's a handsome and powerful man.
He is, and he deserves all of the credit for building this organization and has done so much for motorcyclists in this state and all across the country, because MAC is a national organization, as Warren told us before the show. Certified by the American Motorcycle Association.
There you go. Warren, thank you. Bob, thank you. I'm Scotty Drake. See you next time.
This has been Motorcycle Watch, the podcast for motorcyclists and the people who love them. Motorcycle Watch, presented by MAC, the Motorcycle Awareness Campaign.